Welcome to the Not Old Better Show. I'm host Paul Vogelzang, and this is episode number 251. Get ready, get ready, get ready, get moving, get ready, get moving, and go for life. That's right, get ready. Today's show is part of our Fitness Friday Go for Life Month celebration series, and it's another great one in our Fitness Friday programs. We've got an important story about an important program from the National Institute on Aging, one of the 27 institutes and centers at the National Institutes of Health. Do you want to learn easy ways to increase your activity level in everyday life? The National Institute on Aging, part of the National Institutes of Health, is launching its annual Go for Life Month in September 2018, just around the corner. This year's theme is Get Ready, Get Moving, Go for Life. The program offers free resources to help older adults work out a bit more, push themselves a little harder, and try all types of exercise.
We brought together some of the nation's best informed experts on the topic of exercise for older adults. And this task force identified four types of exercise that are important for older adults: endurance, strength, balance, and flexibility. Older adults who consistently engage in these four types of exercise can improve their health and maintain function as they age.
That, of course, is our guest today, Stephanie Daly, speaking to us from her offices at the National Institute on Aging via internet phone. All of us in the Not Old Better audience know today the population in the world is older than ever before. The National Institute on Aging, NIA, at NIH, supports and conducts research to better understand the aging process as well as diseases and conditions that can occur as we grow older. One of the National Institute on Aging's important programs is Go for Life Exercise and Physical Fitness Campaign. Go for Life is evidence-based exercise. An evidence-based practice is a practice that has been rigorously evaluated. In other words, it has been shown that it is supported by data, not just based on theory. Our guest today, Stephanie Daly, who is the NIA Director of National Go for Life Exercise and Physical Activity Campaign for Older People, knows very well about evidence-based exercise. Please join me in welcoming Stephanie Daly. Stephanie Daly, National Institute on Aging and the Go for Life Program Director, it's a pleasure to be talking to you again.
Thank you, Paul. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yes, well, you know, we're coming up to September. You and I have chatted about this we've talked about this a little bit before, but I really want to dive in and talk about Go for Life Month, 2018, September, just right around the corner. It is a big deal, and I think it's a particularly big deal for my audience. I think we need these reminders, Stephanie Daly. So let's start, though, a little bit back at the beginning. Why is Go for Life celebrated? And it's coming up in September, but why is September important?
Well, the Go for Life campaign is an ongoing campaign. It's been around since 2011. And the campaign is designed to encourage older adults to fit exercise and physical activity into their daily lives. The campaign is evidence-based, meaning it's been scientifically vetted, and it focuses on four types of exercise. The four in the name Go for Life is meaningful. Those four types of exercise that older adults should get are endurance, strength, balance, and flexibility. And 4 years ago, or 3 years ago in 2015, we inaugurated Go for Life Month, the month of September. And every September since, we've been celebrating Go for Life Month. And that month is a chance to highlight the importance of regular exercise and physical activity for healthy aging. And we work with partners around the country. We have about 100 partners, national partners and local partners and regional partners. And those partners do special activities that month to highlight the importance of exercise, to bring new people, new older adults to exercise, and to help those who are already exercising continue to do it and do it better.
As I say, Stephanie Daly, I just love this program. I love this idea of having a month dedicated to this particular important subject. And I also love that it is evidence-based. I think that's important. I think that's especially important coming from the Go for Life program. But there's a theme this year, too, and there's been themes in the past. But what is the 2018 Go for Life theme?
The 2018 Go for Life Month theme is Get Ready, Get Moving, Go for Life.
I love that.
And the theme is focused on raising awareness about the different components needed for a successful exercise program. One shouldn't just start. One should do some things before one starts. Assess where you are. Find your starting point. Get all your tools needed. If you have to have special shoes or you need to find a place to do it, decide when you're going to do it. Really think about, plan your exercise program. Get moving, of course, is integral, essential to an exercise campaign or exercise program. You have to move. And then go for life means that you have to find a way to keep going, sustain this activity so it becomes a regular part of everyday life. So get ready, get moving, go for life.
Yeah, I have to just say again, I love that theme. I think it is just so important that we get moving. But I think, as you suggest, it's really important that we start right, that we get off on the right foot, that we're thinking about a possible touch base with our physician, make sure to get the right shoes, think about where and when we want to do some of these activities. But tell us a little bit about some of the suggested activities that are going to be coming up during September. And maybe do it kind of by week, because this is, you actually are having a bi-week. In other words, every single week will be slightly different, something new, and really kind of all fitting together around the theme.
Yes, well, the first week we suggest people focus on ways to get ready. So a lot of the partners are actually working with the older adults they serve to have them fill out some of our tracking tools, tools that help you plan and set out what you're going to be doing. The second week we ask people to really try each of the four types of exercise. Dip your toe in to try some endurance exercise, maybe walking fast, some strength building, lifting some weights, or if you're at home and don't have weights, some bottles of water, some cans of soup. Try some balance activities where you might hold onto the back of a chair and lift one leg up in the back, and to try some flexibility, some stretching. And all these exercises are available on our website and in our print materials, and they come in large photographic form with lots of detailed instructions or on video. So you can find ways to do these exercises and do them safely by consulting our materials, both online and in print. The third week is stay on track. Stick with it. Find ways to start sticking with exercise. We have free text messages and e-alerts that you can sign up for, and they come right to your phone or right to your inbox on your computer or laptop and on a daily basis, or if you want on a weekly basis or on a monthly basis, however you want to do it. And you can be prompted to do exercises based on some of those text alerts or email messages. And that's one way to keep going. In the last week of the month, we're focusing on how do you plan for the year? How do you go for life throughout the year and beyond? And there are ways to sustain that behavior, to maybe start thinking about exercising with a buddy, to sign up for some exercise classes, to plan for the changes in the weather so you have something to do when you're indoors or something to do when the weather's better. So the idea of long-term planning to take place starting that fourth week of September.
That's great to know. We, of course, are with Stephanie Daly. Stephanie Daly is the director for the Go for Life program. Go for Life 2018 is coming up next month in September. I know, Stephanie Daly, you are a yoga practitioner. You stay fit. You are a devotee of these programs. But tell us some of the best ways to participate, because you can find a toolkit online. All the materials are free. Maybe tell us where we get those. Tell us a little bit about what those videos that you just mentioned, how they teach us. And there's even a presentation if we want to give to a group available. It's just some great stuff.
We do indeed have many, many resources to help people participate in Go for Life Month and to do it easily and freely. As you mentioned, all the resources are free. We have a toolkit called the Go for Life Month Toolkit. You go to our website, just go to Google and type in Go for Life, go the number four in life, and you're there. And then there's a button on the homepage that says Get Involved, and you click on Get Involved, and you're right there at the Go for Life Month Toolkit. You'll see an array of activities. We have activities that are based on how much effort you want to put into planning. We have activities which are listed by minimal, moderate, or maximum level of effort. We have activities that are listed by the week that go along with the different sub-themes that I just talked about for each week. And the activities could range from ordering and handing out our free Go for Life materials at the level of minimal effort, or hanging a large poster that you could get from us in your facility, to doing a little bit more and perhaps adding a Go for Life exercises into your ongoing exercise program, or showing one of the Go for Life informational videos. We have a video called Stay Independent with Regular Exercise, just showing that 5-minute video to a group. That might be an activity you might want to carry on for Go for Life month. Mm-hmm. Or you can do something more substantial, more ambitious. You can organize a Go for Life walk. One of our partners is organizing 30 walks in their state around Go for Life month. So you can Go for Life fun walk. You can organize a short walk, maybe 2-3 minutes of older adults around your facility, or during a lunch break if you're at the workplace. Or you can do something even more ambitious. We have a new Go for Life speakers toolkit, which you can get emailed to you for free. It's a PowerPoint presentation and has a flyer to help publicize the presentation. It has a user kit. You can know exactly how to use this PowerPoint, but it's very easy to use. And it's a presentation that gives older adults information about Go for Life, or why they should exercise, what the health benefits are, how much exercise an older adult should be getting, the 4 types of exercises that I've gone over, and lots of ways to get the materials for free. So it's kind of introducing older adults to exercise using this evidence-based, scientifically vetted program campaign that they don't have to pay for.
This is so well thought out, Stephanie Day. I think this is all just such great information. We're going to, of course, put the website address up on the page where people can find it in the show notes. One of the things I noticed about the Go for Life website was this announcement about really a big Facebook Live event. I think that is something that's going to be really interesting for my audience too. Tell us a little bit about that.
Oh yes, that's going to be great. It's going to occur on Facebook on Thursday, September 13th at 2:00 Eastern Time. And it is a demonstration and discussion of the 4 types of exercises we've been talking about: endurance, strength, balance, and flexibility. And the exercises will be demonstrated and discussed by a fitness trainer plus 4 older adults, each of whom will discuss and demonstrate one of the 4 exercises and tell how doing those exercises regularly has impacted their lives. The trainer will also give safety tips and also talk about how you can make each of those exercises progressively and incrementally more challenging, because making exercises more challenging is one key to being able to stick with it, because the body needs increased challenge to be able to respond to the exercise. And also, we need to have increased challenge sometimes just to keep us interested in exercise.
Mm-hmm.
So this will be a fabulous event, and we hope people will tune in.
We hope so, too. We're going to put up information about the Facebook Live event, too. All of this is very exciting, Stephanie Daly. I have just one final question for you. You know, really, as if this isn't absolutely enough, there's a brand new website that you're going to be unveiling. So tell us about that.
Just in time for Go for Life month, we are unveiling a new website, a new Go for Life website, and it's fabulous. It has wonderful new features such as a page devoted to workout videos, free workout videos, a revised partner section, online fillable tracking tools, user-friendly landing pages, a much easier way to navigate through the site, and updated feature articles based on our tip sheets. So it's going to be wonderful, and we hope people will come and visit and give us some feedback on it.
We want that too. By the time that this airs, the new website will be live, I expect, and we will make sure and point people in that direction. But Stephanie Daly, National Institute on Aging, Go for Life Month Director, always a pleasure to talk to you. This is exciting. We're going to be talking to you several times over the course of the next 30 to 40 days about Go for Life and all the programs. You're going to be back, and it is really going to be wonderful to talk to you throughout this great program. But Stephanie Daly, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Paul, for having me. It's been a pleasure.
My thanks to Stephanie Daly, National Institute on Aging Director of Go for Life. The Go for Life campaign offers exercise advice and videos, as well as opportunities to share events and activities online. Go for Life Month is part of the ongoing Go for Life campaign and begins September 1st, 2018. Check out Go for Life at goforlife.nia.nih.gov, which you'll find at our website. Please check it out and join in the Go for Life community. And stay tuned for our next Go for Life programs. Check out the Not Old Better Show website for details and links. Remember, everybody, talk about better. The Not Old Better Show. Thanks.